From the trails, woods, and waters of the Great Lakes State to the Michigan Talk Network, it's Wild Michigan with your host, Duran Martinez.
Welcome back to Wild Michigan. I'm Duran Martinez, your host on the Michigan Talk Network, all over the Great Lakes State, all over the world on our website, wildmichiganradio.com. is where you can find us. Thanks to Lucky Buck Deer Mineral for joining us as another great sponsor of our show, as they have been for several years. Going on, 4 years now, I think it is. Also to Costa Sunglasses for joining us here on the Michigan Talk Network. Our website is wildmichiganradio.com. You can find us on the Facebook, as I like to call it, facebook.com/wildmichigan. Also, you can find us on Twitter at Wild Michigan and Instagram as well. One of the something popped up in our we get press releases and the like from the Michigan DNR, from all kinds of sources around here, and something I didn't really want to talk about on the show until we had somebody qualified to talk about, because when it comes to talking about specific species in the state, there's a lot of opinion and the like, and we're not that type of show. I have opinions. I try and keep them to myself for the most part, but when we need information, we go directly to the source, and they are the people that we need to talk to first and foremost. And a situation came up where a cougar was found dead in the Upper Peninsula in Dickinson County on February 1st. It was reported, and I wanted to wait until we got somebody who basically knows more than probably anybody at this point. And up to that is Lieutenant Pete Wright joining us right now from the Michigan DNR up in the UP. Lieutenant, thank you so much for joining us. I appreciate you joining me here on the show.
Sure, no problem.
And Lieutenant Pete Wright, I'm gonna put you on the spot just a little bit, but don't hang up on me. There was some apprehension in your voice when I talked to you, and I wanted to reassure you again, we're not that kind of show, and I really appreciate you joining us. But February 1st, there was a male cougar found in the Upper Peninsula, about 4 miles north of Iron Mountain, by somebody out walking her dog.
Yeah, that's correct. And what was unusual with that is, that's a first for me, as far as finding a dead cougar. The only other one I know about was, a few years ago over in Newberry in the east end of the UP, where there was a cougar that was shot, and, investigation was made into that. And they were able to find out who did that. In this case, I've been here 25, 26 years, and I've never had a finding like this.
No, it's been pretty rare. I mean, we've had the occasional trail cam sighting that, of course, it was confirmed that we did have a transient cougar coming through, because, look, we know we have the right type of habitat for them, and I've not believed that we've had a breeding population. It's been because they have such a huge range, but there had to be, I mean, this has got to be a head-scratcher for you, 20-some years with the DNR, and I mean, honestly, was there a little bit of excitement, even though it turned up dead instead?
Well, I don't know if I'd say excitement. I think I would have much rather had that turn up to be a coyote or something else.
Sure.
So that was unfortunate that it ended up being a cougar, just because they're so rare. I think at this point, we're right about 33 confirmed sightings in the UP. And that one had, I should back up. I don't know that it was the same one, but there was a photo of one, like mm-hmm. you said earlier, in September, of a coyote, or check that, of a cougar in that area. So whether it's the same one or not, I don't know, but, that is what it is.
Absolutely. Now, when this was found, somebody was just out walking their dog, and it was roadside.
Right. And fortunately, they took the time to call so we could go out and check it out. We get a lot of calls for these types of things, wolves and, eagles and things like that found mm-hmm. on the side of the road. In many cases, they turn up to be, anything from, seagulls, you name it. And it's usually not what people think it is. So in this case, you know, we were actually somewhat surprised that it turned up to be a cougar, but it certainly was.
Now, after finding this cat, roughly how big was this cougar? Was it a full adult male?
You know, I don't know that yet.
Okay.
It's down state at our lab right now, and we're going to probably have an necropsy done in the next week or so.
Okay. I was reading a news article, speaking with Lieutenant Pete Wright here of the Michigan DNR, that it's possible that it may have got caught in a snare by a trapper or somebody that had a trap like that out.
Yeah, that's correct. I mean, it was apparent that it had been in some type of snare by the markings on the neck when we picked it up, you know, and then the x-ray, you know, clearly showing that it had been entrapped in some type of device. And that's the point we're at right now is, you know, whoever placed that there on the side of the road, we'd really like to talk to them because, I mean, I don't want to assume anything at this point.
Sure.
It's just a lot of open questions. So, you know, what was the cause of death? I don't know for sure at this point. I know there's no lead fragments in it from the initial x-rays that we've looked at.
Mm-hmm.
I guess it's not a stretch to say the snare was the cause of that, but, you know, that's just an assumption. And really the only person that knows at this point is the person that, you know, removed it from the snare.
Speaking with Lieutenant Pete Wright of the Michigan DNR, Lieutenant, the possibility that this was accidental is probably pretty good, and maybe the possibility that somebody's pretty scared because this is a rare animal in the state. Is there a way that they can come forward, or if someone has information regarding this cougar found up in the Dickinson County on February 1st, it can contact you? Because I'll be honest with you, I mean, I don't trap. I know a lot of people that do. And to have something like this come inside a snare, there's got to be a million things going through your mind at this point in time.
Well, for sure. And I wouldn't be surprised if that's exactly, you know, what happened. It very well could have been an incidental catch. Coyote season, fox season is open right now to snaring on private lands. And that could very well be the case. But those are just things that we don't know yet. And it would be very helpful if, you know, if that person came forward and talked to us, for sure.
Yeah, again, you know, if you're listening and you do know somebody with information of this, there are a phone number you can call. Lieutenant Wright, if you don't mind, the information or that number that they can call, could you share that with us, please?
Sure. People can call, you know, right here at the Marquette Customer Service Center. My direct line is 906-226-1328. I'm here 8 to 5 Monday through Friday. They can leave a message, or you can call our RAP hotline. That's manned 24/7, and you can reach that at 1-800-292-7800.
Yeah, again, imperative. I mean, because this is such a rarity in the state, and, you know, and this very well could have been an accident, and also placed where somebody could find it, somebody knows something, I'm thinking.
Yeah, for sure. And, you know, and that's a rural area. And, you know, the officers that work and live down that area know a lot of people. And, you know, I'm quite confident, quite certain at some point, you know, we'll find out who would place that there. And we'll have to move forward at that point.
I appreciate you joining us here, Lieutenant Pete Wright from the Michigan DNR. If you are just joining us, a male cougar found roadside. Johnson Road and County Road 607, you say, is a very, very rural area, about 4 miles north of Iron Mountain up in the UP. And if anyone has information, by all means, contact Lieutenant up there. And Lieutenant, I appreciate you joining us. I appreciate the information. And hopefully, you know, you'll find out how that got that way, and again, if you know, it's an accident, it happens. We know that trapping is trapping, and it doesn't always go perfectly. But appreciate your time, sir.
Yeah, you're more than welcome.
Absolutely. Hang on the line. I'll talk to you off air. You're listening to Wild Michigan on the Michigan Talk Network.
To everyone that has served this great country, keeping us free to enjoy the great outdoors, thank you from Duran Martinez and Team Wild Michigan.
I'm just trying to be a father, raise a daughter and a son, be a lover to their mother, everything to everyone.
Welcome back to Wild Michigan. I'm Duran Martinez, your host on the Michigan Talk Network, all over the Great Lakes State and the world at wildmichiganradio.com. And this is, I got to throw this stat out to you because this is really, I don't know, I find it really, really funny. Statistic-wise, I've been checking out our podcast and still the thousands of you that listen to the show all over the place, greatly appreciate it. But the one thing that probably surprises me more than anything else is the most downloads are not here in Michigan. Our top state for downloads of the podcast, Wild Michigan, is California. And I don't know why, but I'm very, very happy about that. Michigan is second, Pennsylvania third, and then, of course, Ohio, Indiana, and then the rest of the states around. But very flattered that so many people are listening to the show via the podcast, and you can pick those up absolutely free at wildmichiganradio.com. Going to go to a good friend and a longtime friend of the show, Coach Mark Paulson from Wilderness Athlete, joins us here. Of course, a few years back, I got involved with Wilderness Athlete products and changed my lifestyle, dropped about 100 pounds. And with things that have changed over the years, some difficulties and some issues that pop up in everyday life, I kind of fell off my healthier lifestyle wagon, but I've not lost sight of regaining that. Coach Paulson joins us here right now. How are you, sir?
Great, Durant. Thanks for having me on.
Oh, no, absolutely, man. Now, you, as many people know, they watched the transformation and me change, and I still get lots of questions about Wilderness Athlete, and here we are in yet a new year, and you get, I don't like the word resolution. I want to use maybe changing things around, lifestyle change or whatever, that I'm starting to do yet again because I have things coming up, and, you know, I really liked how I looked back then. And I've not found it all back, but I want to start getting more active and be ready for a healthier me again. I think because I know mentally I felt better and physically I felt better, and sometimes it's a struggle, Coach, to get yourself back into that mode.
Well, it sure can be. I mean, you're not alone, Durant. I mean, our country suffers from it, and in what I call nutrition-induced obesity, you know, there's a lack of nutrition, in other words, in the foods that we consume today, and so our body keeps shoving it down our mouth, and the lack of activity and all the gadgets we have today and technology, and we just don't move very much, and so it's like everything conspires, but the reality still is that you are responsible for your own health and your own life. And so as much as I would like to give people a pass, you know me, I'm a coach. It's all on you. So you just got to decide how much it means to you. And Wilderness Athletes, part of the process to help in that transition.
And it has, you know, the one thing that has remained a constant in both my life and my fiance, Sarah, her life is first thing in the morning, we don't go for a cup of coffee. The first thing in the morning, we go for the Hydrate and Recover and the Energy and Focus mix in a glass of water. And that is our kickstart to the day, still to this day. And it is an essential part every day of getting those vitamins, healthy vitamins, into our body first.
Well, you bring up a good point. I mean, I've always made this statement. I'm not anti-coffee. I grew up in northern Minnesota, and they would probably hang me if I said I was anti-coffee. You know the drill.
Sure.
From Michigan. But it really is more of a national pastime of ours is drinking coffee, and we do it because it gives us energy. But the byproduct of coffee is acid, and so the ability to consume a Wilderness Athlete hydration mix with our energy mix, it's so physically good for you, and you don't have the residual acid load in your body to wreak havoc, it just makes more sense and it's better for you. So I commend you for doing that.
Coach, what is the effects of acids like coffee in our system? What, I mean, look, we know we're getting the caffeine from that, but what is the residual effects and what effect is that having on our body from that intake?
Well, Well, it's a really good question. It's the question that's not being asked in our country. I mean, people look at these various diets, but what they really do not do is take it down to, once those foods are metabolized, what do they create? And that's really the bottom line. And most highly processed foods, sugars, too much meat. I mean, I'm a meat eater, but too much meat. These things break down and metabolize into acid. And the acid, your body has to try to neutralize that acid. And so it robs from your bones, which is why osteoporosis is such a problem, especially with women. But men suffer it too. And so the ability to have a balanced diet, so your body doesn't always have to work to neutralize it and rob from the body's nutritional storehouses, your calcium out of your bones, the glutamine out of your muscle, all these things, it just creates a healthier environment. And they're finding now that, I mean, from cardiovascular disease, diabetes, stroke, I mean, cancer, I could go on and on. All these maladies are accentuated when you have too much acid in the body. So it causes an awful lot of problems, obviously.
Coach Mark Paulson is our guest here from Wilderness Athlete on Wild Michigan. Our website is wildmichiganradio.com. Coach, one of the things that I noticed, and I don't know if it can be directly attributed to the use, but aside from overall feeling better when I use the products and when I incorporate it into my day and eating healthier, I've noticed a lot of people around me have been sick, but it seems my immune system has been a lot better than when I don't use that stuff. Truth to the statement?
Well, yes, and again, it goes back to what we were just discussing. I mean, let's take, for example, what do we hear in this country? We're supposed to eat green leafy vegetables, right? But they never talk about the fact, why? I mean, sure. We don't teach our children that. Broccoli, spinach, asparagus, bright yellow, anything that's bright colored, mm-hmm. Vegetables, it creates alkalinity in the body. So, I mean, if we would simply educate people on that it's the alkalinity that helps your body not have to work extra hard. And so, again, there's a balance, but we in this country right now tend to be about 80% acid in our diets. And obviously, that's reflected in this enormous health problem that we're seeing in this country.
You know, and we're being bombarded too. And look, I'll be honest with you, thank goodness for Lent, because I give up, not that I eat fast food, but it's just easier to get rid of it for this amount of time, during this season. And we get bombarded by commercials of this cheesy goodness or whatever the special du jour is from the fast food companies. And we fall prey to that because of our schedules, like you mentioned, because of the conveniences or the inconveniences of just everyday life.
Well, it's funny that you bring that up because, you know, when I was coaching, 30-some years I did that within the college ranks, and I'd always counsel, well, here's the interesting point. Whether I had athletes that needed to gain weight or lose weight, the key to both of them is preparation. You have to think ahead of time and not get caught off guard. If you get caught off guard and your blood sugar is tanking and you're starving, then you got problems. So preparation is the name of the game.
All right, hang on. We're going to talk more with Coach Paulson here. October's coming fast. We're going to tell you about it. Wild Michigan.
This is Cuz Strickland with Mossy Oak, and you're listening to Wild Michigan with Duran Martinez.
It sits above the mantle on a couple rusty nails, and it's worth a bunch of money, but it damn sure ain't for sale.
Welcome back to Wild Michigan. I'm Duran Martinez, your host, all over the Great Lakes State and all over the world at wildmichiganradio.com. Gonna get together with our good friend T-Bone coming up on the 27th of February, the Michigan Deer Camp of Whitetails Unlimited coming to Lansing. We'll be there with our table. Looking forward to seeing you there. T-Bone will be there having dinner, talking and doing his thing, and saw him at the SHOT Show in Las Vegas last month, and it's always great to see Bone, and he'll be here in Lansing. You can get your tickets. Go to wildmichiganradio.com, click on the link for the Michigan Deer Camp for Whitetails Unlimited, and we'll get you all hooked up, man. We'll take care of you, and then it'll be a fun time. Look forward to seeing everybody there. But right now, speaking with Coach Mark Paulson, former strength and conditioning coach, and short-time NFL player, and of course the option, the plan that you had to have in motion, and you took that into strength and conditioning, you took that into developing Wilderness Athlete products, and coach, when you develop them, the Western lifestyle of hunting is very different than our lifestyle here. We have a lot of, you know, for us, sometimes it's 100, 200 yards out to the tree stand, not up and down hills and mile walks of glassing and things of that nature. So how are these products really kind of applying to us here in Michigan?
Well, that really is the biggest challenge as a company that we face is getting our messaging out there, because we have been, understandably so, perceived as a high-end performance company. And I get that. You know, I mean, just the name Wilderness Athlete lends one, you know, your thought process is to go down that road. But we are a nutritional company first and last, a high-end nutritional company. And I make the comment, which helps me illustrate this, that you can have health without high performance, but you cannot have high performance without your health. And so when I look at the whitetail hunter, again, growing up in the Midwest in Minnesota myself, but all my friends that are whitetail hunters that go out the back, you know, 140 acres and jump up in the tree stand, why does WA apply to you? Because you want to live a long, healthy life. You want to hunt when you get old. You want to hunt with your grandchildren. You want to hunt with your buddies. And in order to do that, you have to stay healthy. I mean, I can tell you this: health determines your strength. And we've all felt fantastic one day, and then the flu bug hits us, and we realize how incredibly vulnerable we are to something as microscopic as a virus. And so I hope I'm not belaboring the point, Duran, but we are a nutritional company designed to help people get healthy. And if they want to, you know, take it to the next level of high performance, we can certainly help you with that. But I'm really big on foundational health with a multivitamin, omega-3 fish oils, healthy shakes to keep your calories down and your body weight low, you know, greens products that give you the chlorophyll you need to alkalinize your body. That's what we're about, Duran.
You know, Coach, and I can speak firsthand, not only, you know, having incorporated this as a weight loss and health supplement, I've done it. I've seen how it works. And it takes effort on your part. You have to do the work. The products aren't going to do it themselves. They are a great help, but you have to do the work yourself. And that's one thing that so many companies are pushing forward. Oh, look at this, weight loss without exercise. That's crap. Plain and simple, that's crap. And I'm just going to call it what it is, because you have to be, even if it's 30 minutes of walking a day, you have to be physically active. And that's where I have fallen off my proverbial wagon. And I know that. But, you know, sometimes getting that motivation to do that is more difficult than actually doing it.
Yeah, and you bring up a good point, too. And I'd like your listeners to all understand that what you're describing is absolutely true. And research-wise, research indicates that weight loss attributed to calorie restriction alone will result in up to 50% of the weight lost coming from lean muscle tissue, which is your metabolic engine. So our company is also, we've trademarked what's called muscle management. And we believe very strongly in feeding muscle and burning fat. And the burning fat part comes through activity. It doesn't have to be some gonzo exercise program gone wild and jumping, you know, in front of your television set like a weirdo. And just get off your butt and get moving and do what you want to do. If you want to cycle, if you want to run, if you want to walk, if you want to shovel your driveway, it's about activity. And so I'm not one to spoon feed people as far as telling them exactly what to do. I think that's pathetic. Just get up and get moving and find something that you like to do and do it. And then watching your dietary and nutritional intake, the combination of the two is really what's necessary to live a long, healthy, productive life.
Absolutely. Speaking with Coach Mark Paulson from Wilderness Athlete, wildernessathlete.com. There is a link on our website, wildmichiganradio.com. You know what? And Coach, and people, I tell everybody this. Ask me the questions because I've done it. I've gone through it. And then I've let myself go, but I'm getting back to that spot that I enjoyed so much. And it could be something as small as, you know, going down a shirt size or just something very basic that it makes you feel so good mentally and your steps going forward physically.
Yeah, I think, you know, that's the problem. People always look at huge drops, and I'm saying, you know, it's about incrementalism. You know, you can only go as far as you can see. And so, right, you may just want to lose 5 pounds. So get to your 5-pound goal, and then see what it looks like from there. Try to lose another 5 if that's what you want. You know, depending on your body size, that may be all you want to lose, or it may be just a start. But don't put this burden on yourself of, I need to drop 60 pounds. Get the ball moving, overcome the inertia of a sedentary, unproductive life, and get the thought processes going. You know, I used to tell people all the time, motivate the mind and the body will follow. So if you can get your head in the game, mm-hmm. You know, if you're going to wrap your head around it and you get it laid out, and again, what I addressed earlier, you have to have a plan or life is going to get in your way. So put together a plan. And we have, obviously, you're aware of our 28-day challenge. We give Absolutely. You a guide and tracker that really takes you by the hand and helps you with meal plans, helps with activities, you know, whatever, you know, and not to mention the product and everything you need to be your best friend and partner in getting your body weight down to where you are a happy person.
You know, and the body weight, that number can also be misconstrued too, because look, if you're doing the exercises and maybe you get to that point that you want to go to the gym, muscle weighs more than fat, and you may get a little freaked out about that, but don't let that stop you. And I can tell you again from firsthand experience.
Yeah, look at your belt sizes. Look at how you look in the mirror. Look at, how you tighten up. I mean, things just, you feel better.
Yeah.
I mean, I'm a classic. I had 2 back surgeries, you know, in the last year and a half, and I'm just coming out of it now. And that was a dark period of my life in terms of not being able to do anything physically. It was very difficult. So I have so much more empathy for people that have gone through that. But now I'm back in the gym. I've actually gained 20 pounds. And so just like you said, Duran, we really worship the scale in this country.
Mm-hmm.
And the bigger issue is worship. Don't worship anything like that. But pay more attention to your muscle as opposed to your fat. And how you look and your belt and all that fun stuff.
Well, Coach, again, man, I'm always motivated every time I speak with you, and you've been a great help to me personally. And I know the stuff, you know, look at it. And again, wildernessathlete.com, even if you're just starting out with the Hydrate and Recover Energy and Focus mix first thing in the morning, you don't know unless you've tried it. And again, I know I try not to sound like an infomercial, but you know what? Hell, it works, and I love it, and I appreciate the advice. And, you know, we're looking to change some things up. Bow season, spring turkey season, all of these things enhances your time outdoors as well. Coach Paulson, thanks so much for joining us.
Thanks for having me on, Duran.
Absolutely. WildernessAthlete.com, a link at WildMichiganRadio.com. Follow our progress because it'll be up there. Appreciate you joining us here. It's Wild Michigan on the Michigan Talk Network.
This is Owen O'Hagan of ClareBirchley.ie inviting you to fish County Clare, Ireland. Now back to Duran Martinez and Wild Michigan.
To Wild Michigan. I'm Duran Martinez, all over the Great Lakes State on the Michigan Talk Network, all over the world on our website, wildmichiganradio.com. Thanks to Darton Archery for joining us again in 2016. And thanks to everybody for being a part of the show. We are going on our 10th year of the show. And also, getting ready for the thaw, man. Even though we got a free fishing weekend going on this weekend, definitely check the ice. Be careful going out. Don't go out alone. I know we preach a lot on this show, but you know, we like our listeners. And it, joining me in studio, my good friend Steve Gruber from the Steve Gruber Show, also on the Michigan Talk Network, plus several shows on the Outdoor Channel with Wolf Creek Productions. Steve.
Hello, Duran. How
are you doing, buddy? I'm doing well.
I'm good, my
friend. I'm doing well. Earlier this week, and I want to, because you do a lot of shooting, a lot of, you know, I like bow hunting, but I love upland game birds and whatnot. The Michigan Natural Resources Commission voted 4-1 to approve and amend version of the Wildlife Conservation Order Amendment Number 1 of 2016, allowing Michigan to be the 38th state to allow suppressors in the field to 30 dB. So we are now able to use suppressors on our firearms to hunt with, reducing the possibility of injury to our hearing organs, as in 2013. I've got some wonderful wild ear
inserts,
hearing
devices. I've got wild ears too. I love them.
And I love them. Yeah, but you know what? When you got 5 minutes, 10 minutes left of shooting time, the elk comes out. You're not fumbling for them that you should have them on. So four shots with a 7 mag. Believe me, I've been suffering with hearing ringing in my ears since. Mm-hmm. And not the fault of the wild deer. They got to be in and on to be working. So yeah,
I can actually date my hearing loss back to, I think it was Molly Hatchet at the Jackson County Fairgrounds in 1978, if you want to know the truth. They blew my head clean off.
Okay, there's a lot of concert stuff. I get that.
But yeah, but Molly Hatchet was ugly loud. But, you know, yeah, I've hunted my whole life. My father is, you know, the general who's since passed away. But, you know, towards the end of his life, you know, he couldn't hear anything, you know, but sure. he was a shotgun guy, a bird hunting guy, as host of the American Bird Hunter Show. And, you know, he'd dropped an anvil on his head 10 different times. Now, he had a rifle, a 25-06 that had a ported barrel. Mm-hmm. And it was a great rifle for whitetails or antelope or something, you know, medium to large, you know, big game animals. But I swear, it was the loudest rifle I've ever heard touched off. I mean, I touched it off like twice. I said, I'm done. Mm-hmm. I wouldn't shoot it without hearing protection because right. It's so wicked on your ears. You know, and you get up at that 120 decibel range or higher, it creates problems. You know, the other thing that I thought about when I heard that this had passed, this silencer is a more common term.
Right.
Suppressor sound, whatever. You know, with the people out there like in Ann Arbor where they're having these deer hunting deals, mm-hmm. you know, okay, people can slide in along urban areas. One of the reasons I've always liked crossbows and bow hunting in urban areas is you don't disturb anybody. You don't get one of those anti-hunters out there. What are you guys doing? You get out of here. Sure. You mean deer hunters.
They're eating my sherbet.
Yeah, but come back here, you mean deer hunters. They ate all my flowers. You kill them all. But the fact of the matter is with a suppressor, with a silencer, I think you can get into some places maybe you wouldn't before because you're not bothering anybody. You're not touching off, you know, something that sounds, well, like a cannon going off.
Brings the other side of the coin.
Right.
Steve Gruber joining me here on Wild Michigan. What my concern is, of course, my first concern is going to go to people trespassing. It's going to go to people poaching. Should additional fines be imposed? I don't think it's been looked at yet, but if you're using a suppressor in these crimes, you know, of poaching, of trespassing,
my take on it is this: the suppressor is just a piece of equipment. Trespassers are going to trespass, poachers are going to poach, and do not confuse either one of those people with hunters or sportsmen, because they are neither. They are criminals. They are felons, okay? And here's the problem with Michigan. When I lived, Michigan doesn't have any effective trespassing laws, period. That's the problem we face in this state. If you trespass somewhere and hunt illegally, the local law enforcement people don't consider it a law enforcement issue. Call the DNR. Call somebody else. Mm-hmm. Not our problem. Not the way it's treated in places like Montana.
Oh, no, no.
And Ohio and Iowa and Illinois. If you trespass, I know the laws when I went to college in Montana were pretty simple, and I figure they're probably similar. All you have to do to mark your property, you took a can of orange spray paint. If you blaze orange a certain number of square inches on a fence post or wherever that legally marked, if you were caught trespassing and you killed a deer that was 18 inches or more spread-wise, $5,000 automatic fine. No argument. If you trespass in Ohio, they get real serious. It's a felony. Mm-hmm. You know, if you're caught trespassing in Ohio trying to get a deer and you're convicted, it's a felony. And then they charge you for the value of the deer. In Michigan, if you got caught trespassing, first of all, if anybody ever showed up because you called, because I've had people trespassing on my property, I call, you know, a week later, somebody calls you back. Yeah, so nobody shows up. And if you really irritated somebody, you'd really have to irritate them, you might, maybe, get a $50 fine. So right. The problem is not the suppressor. The problem is the fact that Michigan does not enforce private property very well, my opinion.
All right. Well, and that's why we bring you in here, because you are a little bit more well versed on things that go on outside of Michigan.
Well, right. And the other thing,
you know, you do this.
The other thing that I've noticed, I mean, I've spent my whole life in Michigan, and you've hunted here too. You know, I've got a lot of farmers that are friends that, you know, probably have too many deer on their property. But by and large, a lot of farmers don't even let people hunt anymore, mm-hmm. not because of the hunters. Because of the trespassing problems they have all the time. So they just say, you know what? It's too much of a headache. I got people. They leave garbage. They leave gates open. They do whatever. So the answer is just no. Just it's just easier. Now, if Michigan had enforceable trespassing laws that somebody actually paid attention to, I think it would be better for the sportsmen. I think it'd be better for the farmers. I think it'd be better for everybody. Now, I don't know about how the suppressor thing's going to work out. I'm sure that the lefties will be telling me that it'll be the OK Corral, but they say that every time a new gun law passes.
Anytime something new comes across, it's the OK Corral. But, you know, there's a lot of companies out there that that sell them. You know, you can buy them online as long as you meet the criteria and everything else. And I don't think you're going to see everybody and their brother going out and buying a silencer for their shotgun or anything else. It's I don't recall. I don't
will
see it. Well, you will.
I'll buy two or three. I mean, come on, dude.
I know you have the opportunity, right?
Yeah, why do you buy it? Why did you buy an AR-15? Because I can. You know.
Well, exactly.
Why did you buy an? You don't need another shotgun. Why did you buy another shotgun? Because I can. Why did you buy a silencer? Let me with a big smile on face. Because I can. Hello. You know, it used to be able to, you know, people have had them in Michigan for years and years.
Sure.
Because they go to places like Wyoming, where you could buy them right off the shelf and bring them home. You know. I never did. I've never owned one, but I will now.
Yeah, well, of course.
Because you can.
Yeah, we get that. Yeah. Steve Gruber, appreciate that, man. I appreciate your insight on that stuff. That's awesome. Getting ready for spring turkey season, getting ready. You know, I've yet to get on the ice as well. It's been a busy year heading off to the Bassmaster Classic again in March. First week of March, going to be off and gone, and lots of things. And, of course, we've got, we've got Outdoorama coming up. To the Suburban Collection Showplace in Novi. The Deer and Turkey Expo is coming next week, and we're going to be everywhere. And, of course, you're going to be everywhere as well. Any big trips real quickly while we got a couple minutes left for your show?
Well, you know, I'm doing a thing. One of the guys that appears on my show on Outdoor America a lot, there's this crew from Indiana led by Eric Kiefer, and they keep coming up to Remus, Michigan, mm-hmm. you know, every year. And last year, they got a triple. You three guys, bam, 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 on turkeys. And I'm like, no, wait a second. You got to drive by my house to go past me up north from Indiana to go. You think you could help a brother out? So anyhow, right. I'm getting in on that deal. Ivy and I are this year. I said, listen, dude, if you do it again, I will slash your tires. And that's just the way you will drive home on flat tires. That's the way it is. And you can hitchhike to Indiana. I don't care. So we're getting in on that deal. That sounds like a good load of fun. We're also working on some deals to go to South Dakota and maybe New Zealand a little bit later. And I've also been unrelated side note, I've been suckered in to go do a week of basic training with the United States Marines. Ivy and I have in April. Now that has nothing to do with hunting, but provided I survive that,
sure,
then I'll come back to do some hunting. Yeah.
Well, good. That'll be interesting. We'll be looking forward to seeing those on the show. Steve Gruber, host of Outdoor America, and of course, the Steve Gruber Show on the Michigan Talk Network. Thank you so much.
Thank you.
And I'll just be looking forward to hitting the road again, because and looking at the inside of a building for 5 days. That's what I love. Show season here in Michigan. Thanks, everybody, for joining us. Appreciate Lucky Buck. Thanks to Coast of Sunglasses. Thanks to Dart and Archery, and thanks to you, the listener. 10 years on the Michigan Talk Network. We are Wild Michigan.